So I watch my practice, see. And if we actually can see the practice, if you can experience the profound nature of the practice, and that's what most of us can't do. What this brings up for me, again, is what is this practice? And does this practice hold, see, when we need it to hold? I gave a talk many years ago, and I think I may have given it here, or I may have given it ZCLA while Roshi was still alive. And in the talk, what I said was, and I do believe it was at ZCLA because there were people who were alarmed at my language, see. I believe it was at ZCLA, and I talked about, I don't need this fluffy Buddhism. See, fluffy Buddhism is Buddhism that is so beautiful when everything goes in the right direction. See, when all of my imaginary understandings, see, are being met. See, that fluffy kind of Buddhism I don't need, I don't want. I want Buddhism that functions when I'm nose deep in shit. See, and that was alarming at ZCL at the time. But that's the Zen that I look for. And I'd had a talk with Roshi on that as it comes up for me now, at one point where I told him, Roshi, where I live, blue-collar Zen is the only Zen that works. When I have to go into certain places to see about taking a child out, places that the cops don't go into first, where you go down hallways that all you smell are feces and piss and vomit, when the lights don't work. See. And I used to have a fear that I would leave a little one in there who was in trouble, see, if I didn't push on in deeper and deeper and dig them out. I said, Roshi, that's where my practice has to work. It isn't out here in a flowery robe. It isn't out here pontificating on how wonderful the Dharma is. See, do I think the Dharma is wonderful? Yeah. If we know what Dharma is, see, part of the problem is what we don't truly understand what practice is. See, when we sit down here, Mazen had a retreat last week, we'll have one next week, see, and what are you going to be looking for? See, you're going to be looking for something. See, you're going to want to somehow or another, see, reinforce your understanding of this Dharma. See? And you've pursued it how long? See? And as I say, oh, the practice works wonderfully so long as you're being complimented and nobody challenges you. See? This is one of the things that actually in the Doksan room. See, and I've tried to get more and more where I don't push that much. See, there are certain people that I'm more than happy to push because they're able, see, to push and back. And that's an essential thing. See, if you can't push yourself, if you aren't willing to confront yourself in that room, and that's all you ever confront in that room is yourself. But why can't we experience this? Because we are incapable of experiencing the here and the now. See? See? I ask again, what is the here and the now? See? And you will have a conceptual understanding, see, of this here and the now. The here and the now, see, is the Buddha mind, the pure mind. What is the pure mind? See, get very, very quiet. Pure mind is no mind of conceptual thought. As you sit here now, much like the sixth patriarch used to say, see, purify the mind. What he was talking about, as you sit here listening to the talk, drop all of the ruminations. Behind the eyeballs, allow that to become quiet and still, and simply sit here, see? And you can only truly experience this if you can rid yourself, see, of conceptual thought, rid yourself of conceptual thought, see, and you will have accomplished everything. See? And that takes you into the place of not knowing. See? So if you sit there and think, I get it, looking out and say, I've got it. No, you don't. See, you have missed it. See, one of the reasons, see, is when we sit there and I've done this, I say, look out, look out. You are looking out into what? See, you're looking out into your own mind. But if you're grasping the form, you're not seeing what we're talking about. See, it's impossible, see, to objectify or grasp the nature of mind. See, it isn't something you can produce. And this is when I was recently reading another one of the old Dzogchen masters. See, and what I found was in his teaching. Oh, he's very clear about it. He says, you cannot produce this pure mind. You don't have to sit and meditate for one instant for this Buddha mind, this pure mind. See, all you have to do is realize it. See, it's there, it is eternal, it's never going away. See, and what I read through it, and it quite beautifully expressed, I realized why people fall into Buji Zen. See, because what you have to do, he's giving a teaching and talking about this most amazing thing that cannot be produced. It cannot be wiped away. See? But it can be defiled. See? And it's easy enough then, if this is what I'm looking for, is an easy way to simply say, well, I get it. I get it. And now I know how to function. See, so long, see, as everything goes my own direction. But now what I realize is what they had to do. If you're a serious practitioner, you hear his teaching and the simplicity of it. It's here. Just recognize it. See? Drop the conceptualizing mind. Just recognize it. It's here. And we can say in front of me, but that's sort of misleading with words, because it has nothing to do with in front of you. See? Now, with my experience through all of Roshi's teachers and all of this, see, it's easy to get into Buji Zen. It's easy to talk about it from that perspective. But then what you have to do is you have to read the history of this old master and his years alone in a cave, the freezing cold, see, carrying just a minimum of food and clothing, years of struggle, see. But he should always put that right in front of his teaching. I can speak like this because of this, cause and effect, see. He says, do you want to confirm this? Relax completely, looking directly at the nature of your mind. Now again, the moment you conceptualize this, if you can sit in pure presence, see, and what is the nature of this mind? See? Now realize, no experience is possible anywhere but in the mind. Some of you, if you're still trapped in conceptualizing this, there is nothing outside of your mind. There will never be any experience that you have outside of your mind. It's an interesting thing. When this old master, he was, I think, in about the 1200s or something, I don't even remember his name right at this point, see, 1200s, close to where Dogen was, see, and he was simply a manifestation of a stream, see, a lineage of awakened masters. And only today, see, is the finest thinkers in Western scientific thought coming to the realization of where these old masters were. And if you can begin to see the wonder of this, it will make absolutely perfect sense.